This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to the best football show, hosted by Elliot Shore Parks.
What's going on, everyone? My name is Elliot Shore Parks. Today is Wednesday, November 30th, and this is the Best Football Show podcast, the place for the top news and opinion from myself and from the best of the best from Odyssey's football podcasts and radio stations. If you like what you hear today, please hit that subscribe button, as it not only helps the show grow, but if you leave a 5-star review with your best NFL take, any team, any player, any take, 5-star review, and I'll make sure to read it on an upcoming episode of the podcast. Today I want to talk about the NFC East that currently has 4 teams set to make the playoffs, but more specifically, I want to talk about why I think the New York Giants are cooked, and I do not think they'll be making the playoffs, and I think that the end of their season is really going to be eye-opening for a Giants roster that doesn't have a lot of talent, and while I do think the coach is good, and it's a good, good coach to have moving forward, good GM to have moving forward, I think these last few games are really going to show the lack of talent on this Giants roster. And I think that of all the teams in the NFC East, we know the Eagles are going to make it. We know the Cowboys are going to make it. And I believe it's going to be Washington that ends up making it over the Giants simply because of their lack of talent. But really one main reason as to why this team is going to falter, in my opinion, as the season ends. And that's the offense. I've been saying it all season, but I really think you've seen it highlighted over these last few weeks. You look at their point totals the last 4 games they've played. 18 points, 20 points, 24 points, 13 points. Only over 20 points one time, in the teens twice. They have an average of just 18.75 points. This team is really, really struggling to score. And normally with an offensive head coach, you would look and go, maybe this is a red flag for him. But I think Brian Daboll is a good coach. I do think he has a good offensive mind. Their issue is simply a lack of talent. They have no receivers that are of any threat. Daniel Jones, I think, has just enough talent to kind of intrigue you. But ultimately, as the season has gone on, he's shown he's not a quarterback that you can count on to win for you. I know that they currently stand at 7-4, but you look at what they've done recently. They've lost 3 of their last 4. Their only win was against the Texans, arguably the worst team in the entire NFL. They lost to Seattle, Detroit, Dallas. I mean, Dallas, obviously, playing at a high level, but Seattle has kind of come down a little bit. In Detroit, for as much as they can score, and frankly, that's why they were able to beat the Giants, Detroit knows how to lose games. They're not a great team. So after a really good start, they've lost 3 of 4, and then you look at their upcoming schedule, and I think this is really going to be why they end up not making the playoffs. They have a gauntlet here of upcoming games. Washington this week, and then the Eagles, which could be moved to primetime. Washington again, Minnesota, Colts, Eagles. Now, we'll see if that last Eagles game matters, but if you look at those games, Washington this week, I'd be very surprised if they won that game. Washington 6-1 in their last 7. Their defense is playing at a really high level. Washington's defense, after really at the beginning of the year playing like a historically bad defense, their last few games, 13 points, 10 points, 21, 20, 16, 21, 7, 21, an average of just 16 points given up over their last, I believe that's 8 games. And you look at, they're holding teams really low, 13 points, like I said, 7 points. They've only allowed over 21 points, not a single time, actually. It's just 3 times they've even given up 21 points. So Washington's doing a great job keeping teams off the scoreboard, keeping them out of the end zone. That defensive line is playing at a really high level. And while Tyler Heinicke is not anything special to me, I don't think he's going to end up being the guy there. They do seem to win when he's in there. And I think he's just flat out a better quarterback than Daniel Jones is. I think actually he's probably not as talented as Daniel Jones, but I feel like I hate to use this term, he's kind of more of a gamer than Daniel Jones is. I think he takes better care of the ball, even though he can be somewhat risky with it. Daniel Jones traditionally has been very bad at putting the ball in harm's way. So I think they have a better quarterback. I think they have a better defense. They have better receivers. Washington does, I'm speaking of. Better running backs, probably a better offensive line. Really, the only thing that I would take the Giants over Washington is the head coach. And as good as I think Brian Daboll is, I don't think he can overcome the lack of talent that New York has. So when you look at that schedule, and once again, Washington, Eagles, Washington, Minnesota, Colts, Eagles, I think they could lose both to Washington. I think they will lose the game to the Eagles. So now you're talking about losing three straight. You will have been, you will have lost six of your last seven. You go to Minnesota. You play Minnesota. That's going to be playing for, you know, a playoff seeding at that point. Second seed, potentially the number one seed if the Eagles lose a game. You're likely losing that game. You would hope that the Giants are able to beat the Colts. The Colts, after that first win with Jeff Saturday, have certainly come down. But that's really the only one. And then if the Eagles need to play that final week in Philadelphia, there's no way the Giants win that game. So realistically, if all these games, like all these teams try their best, the Giants could go 1-5 and finish 8-9. And I think that'll be an eye-opening finish for them. And hopefully for Brian Daboll, it's a way for them to open up and look and see this roster really needs a lot more talent, especially when you look at some of the teams that they were actually able to beat. I think that the beginning season, the run they went on was kind of fool's gold. The Packers win at the time looked like a great win. Packers end up being one of the worst teams in the league. They beat the Bears, the Jags, the Panthers, three of the worst teams in the league. And the Jags they beat when the Jags were playing kind of at their worst. I mean, the Jags have come on a little bit as of late. They had that win this past week against the Ravens, but the Jags aren't a good team. The Bears, Justin Fields wasn't playing at that level when the Giants beat them. The Panthers, one of the worst teams. So they really only have two quality wins all year, and that's the Titans all the way back in week one. They beat them by 1 point on a comeback. So I don't want to call it a fluky win, but it certainly was not a dominating showing against the Titans. And then they beat the Ravens. Like, that's it. So, you know, 11 weeks into the season, they have two quality wins. So moving forward, why would you expect them to win any of these games? I don't think they're going to beat Washington. I don't think they're going to beat the Eagles. And I think they're going to have to make major changes this offseason. I think they're, first of all, going to have to figure out what they're going to do at quarterback. There'll be some options out there. Do they make a move for a Derek Carr? Do they try to get Jimmy Garoppolo? I don't think the Vikings will be moving on from Kirk Cousins anymore. But the tough thing that the Giants are going to be in is their draft picks are not going to be that great. Now, I believe they own the Bears' first round pick, so potentially that could be an option for them. But at the end of the day, they don't have a clear path to finding a much better quarterback. I would not bring Daniel Jones back. I don't think that is worth it. But that's the number one thing they're going to have to do. They're going to have to go out, find a quarterback. Could they be a team that makes a move for Russell Wilson? I talked about it on yesterday's pod that the Broncos, it's going to be tough for them to trade him. I know he's had interest in going into New York before. Would they make a move for him? I mean, it'd be tough to take on that cap hit, and it'd be tough, frankly, to sell the New York fans on Russell Wilson. But I think Brian Daboll is a better coach than Nathaniel Hackett. So I think that potentially Russell could turn it around there, but you're going to have to add receivers as well. And then you have to decide what to do with Saquon. I think it would be foolish of them to pay Saquon any type of real money. This is a team that's a quarterback away, receivers away. The offensive line isn't great. To bring back Saquon, especially if you're talking about giving him $8 million a year, $9 million a year, like, you know, $25 million guaranteed, $30 million guaranteed. I think it would be a poor decision by the Giants to do that. So while I'm sure this ending of the season is likely going to end up being disappointing for Giants fans that really thought that they were going to turn things around, I think it's for the better. I don't think this team was ever going to make real noise in the playoffs. I think they've already shown that Brian Daboll can be their coach. That's really the most important thing, a coach's rookie year. While, you know, making the playoffs is a great way for that team to believe in the coach, I think this team already believes in Brian Daboll enough. I think this ending of the season is more going to be about the GM realizing they need to add a lot more talent to this roster. So when I look at the four teams in the NFC, like I said, obviously Eagles and Cowboys, but a few weeks ago, it didn't look like it was going to be Washington. But Washington, I believe the arrow on them is pointing up, and the arrow on the Giants is very much pointing down. This has been the latest edition of the Best Football Show podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Please hit that subscribe button and leave that 5-star review if you like what you hear. Thanks again for listening, and I'll talk to you guys on Thursday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.